The verdict that we saw yesterday is an overwhelming decision by Thai voters who have repeated in time and again in the last decade that they want to vote for the Thaksin Party. The Pheu Thai has been dissolved twice previously, MPs banned, but yet Pheu Thai still came out ahead at the polls by an outright majority. So this is a clear verdict. It's loud and clear. It suggests that we have an awakening and growth of a Thai citizenry, not just the Thai subjects, not just the Thai voices who are marginalized and neglected, but they feel now, these people who voted for Pheu Thai, a stake in the system. They feel that they have a stake, a vested interest, that they can make a difference. Before the 21st century, elections came and went in Thailand. People would sell their votes, and they would not see their MPs. MPs would engage in corruption. The military would step in, new elections eventually after the constitution. And then you get back to the same vicious cycle. But this time, in the last decade, the same kind of party has won elections in 2001, 2005, 2006, 2007, and then again yesterday. So this is really something that we must internalize and come to terms with in Thailand. The people's voices must be heeded.
What impact do you expect former leader Thaksin Shinawat will have on this new government?
It's still early days. Certainly, Thaksin is not a trustworthy man to many people. He is ambitious. He has a lot at stake. He lost power in a coup, in a military coup. He lost a lot of wealth through confiscation. So he has a lot of scores to settle. But we have to see how much space latitude his sister, who leads Pheu Thai now, Yingluck Shinawat, is given. If she is allowed some space to come into her own, she could act as a bridge builder, a peacemaker, an interlocutor between Thaksin and his opponents. But if Thaksin takes over, then we could quickly return to what we saw in 2008 with the election winners unable to govern, with protests in the streets by Thaksin's opponents, and we saw how ugly and nasty that was. So it's too early, but the hope is that Yingluck can be this bridge builder, because she's won the election through Pheu Thai, but she needs to say to Thaksin, you know, to stay back. If Thaksin oversteps and takes control, then Yingluck would be sidelined, and that would be the end of a compromising environment.
Do you think the crackdown last year in Bangkok, do you think that had an impact on the results of this most recent election?
Yes, it's difficult to ascertain how much of an impact. But certainly, the verdict yesterday was a verdict in many ways against the distortion, the manipulation, and the suppression that we saw last year. The people who voted Pheu Thai yesterday, by a large majority, certainly did not support the crackdown against the Red Shirts last year. So it's a vote against the violence, the suppression from the army. But it's also a vote against the establishment, the people who manipulated the system since the military coup in 2006.